It's Friday, September the 19th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbian. Popular Democratic Movement Secretary General Manuel Karingombe has dismissed claims that the party's 2019 performance was fueled by votes intended for IPC. News on One's Josia Shueta reports that this comes after PDM parliamentarian Maximilian Kashimune suggested on social media that the party benefited from Dr. Panduleni Itula's popularity.
Karingombe said the party is concerned about recent resignation. However, the electorate made their own choice in 2019, with undecided voters lagging behind PDM as the strongest alternative. Karingombe said many of the departing members had held leadership roles, and though some gaps exist, the party is taking steps to strengthen its structures. When approached for a comment on the matter, IPC spokesperson Ibs Nashinga said the party is prioritizing bread and butter issues and introducing motions aimed at delivering practical solutions for Namibians.
Starting tomorrow, Namibian rump steak will be featured as a monthly special at all 42 blockhouse steak restaurants in Germany. Catherine Shipushu of the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board said the board helped facilitate the agreement alongside key stakeholders.
And securing this agreement, of course, is part of the NIPDB's mission to promote Namibian products globally and to highlight the country's value proposition as a producer of trusted, safe, and premium quality food products. And finally, by securing these type of agreements, we continue to increase the visibility and global awareness of Namibia's export offering while creating sustainable economic opportunities for Namibian farmers and exporters, with the ultimate goal of creating employment for our people.
The European Union delegation is visiting to strengthen cooperation and evaluate progress made through the Global Gateway Initiative. The visit centers on assessing the impact of EU-backed investments in green industrialization on employment opportunities and economic developments. Our reporter is Angie Scholz.
They also attended the inauguration of the Clinergy Solutions hydrogen and ammonia plant in Walvis Bay and reviewed Namport's expansion plans for Walvis Bay and Lüderitz as regional energy hubs. The visit also included renewable energy projects in Swakopmund. Today, the launch of a new EU-funded vocational skills program at NIMT will take place, followed by a tour of High Iron Oshivela. I'm Angie Scholz for Future Media News, Swakopmund.
To South Africa, where the Cabinet has expressed support for the openings of the hearings of the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, which is investigating criminality, political interference and corruption in the justice system, with KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi appearing as the first witness. Minister in the Presidency Kombutso Ntshavheni added that Cabinet also welcomed the establishment of the Kambebe Commission on Truth and Reconciliation Matters. U.S. tech giant NVIDIA has revealed it will invest $5 billion into its competitor Intel. The move follows a decision by the Trump administration to make a major investment in the company. Mitch McCann is our correspondent.
The partnership between Intel and NVIDIA comes as the U.S. attempts to increase production of semiconductor chips, while China works to reduce its reliance on American-made chips. Intel has struggled to keep up with technological developments, and its shares fell to their lowest point in more than a decade earlier this year, before the Trump administration struck a deal to take a 10% stake in the company. As part of the deal, Intel will build central processing units for NVIDIA's AI infrastructure platforms, and for PCs, Intel will also manufacture chips using graphics processing units to power computers.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.